It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB. We haven't had the mayor of Marshalltown on in a little bit, so we thought, hey, this would be a good time to catch up with Joel Greer. And so here he is. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Fine, Ken. That's good for public relations if I stay in a hole.
You think so? But then we drag you out of it. Is that about the size?
That's
of
it. Yeah. Well, it's dark outside. I come out.
So what's on the top of the mayor's mind these days? What's going on? You know, there's been a lot of good stuff talked about with the construction downtown and West End Park with the ribbon cutting this week and everything. Are we on a little bit of a roll right now?
I think we're rolling. I really do. It's fun to see the as we were talking about before we got online here, fun to see the cranes in town, and they're building up, not just helping tear down. And we're getting more building permits than we could have ever imagined 5 years ago. So things are rolling. It's the tough part is finding the contractors, the workers, and the materials right now.
Has it been kind of like for the last couple of years, kind of like from famine to feast a little bit? Usually it seems the other way around, feast to famine, but yeah. We went through the famine with the natural disasters, and then you add the COVID into it, and we really do seem to be bouncing back better than what some folks might have anticipated.
We're still waiting for the locusts, but that would make it four things instead of three.
Well, the cicadas are staying to the east, so exactly. We don't have to worry about them.
Yep. No, it really has. It's fun to get to the feast, and I think we are there. You're just driving down Main Street or Church Street or State Street or some of the other even residential areas, you'll see people are repairing and fixing up. Our fence people were supposed to be here this week. Their truck blew up, apparently, so they're going to be a little late. We have one painter left to come to fix our office from the tornado. So personally, between our office and home, things are getting done, and it's looking better. So within weeks, we'll be finished, and we're seeing other neighbors have that same experience.
Hey, before I forget about it, we go on. I know that you issued a proclamation today, making today Poppy Day, which I assume now we have folks that probably out at some of the stores and all that selling poppies to remember the folks who have served our country, so we want to give them a plug and a thumbs up as well.
We do, especially with the folks that lost their lives. It's hard to find a family that hasn't been affected by cancer. It's hard to find a family that hasn't had a death experienced in a war that keeps us safe. And God bless the volunteers that are out keeping that memory alive.
So what did you think last week about the law that seemed to be rushed through at the end of the legislature? And that is my term, rushed through. I don't want to say that was some, but it seemed to be all of a sudden out of nowhere, and all of a sudden now the governor is signing a bill that is saying that cities and counties and schools can't mandate any mask requirements. What do you think about that?
Well, you probably can guess that I was surprised by it a little bit, and you'd guess that from the fact they did a proclamation a while ago that didn't really mandate but suggested strongly that people wear masks. I think there were 15 of us mayors around the state that did that. I've been open and honest about the fact that I probably didn't have the authority. I think I do not have the authority to do that. The governor made it clear that mayors don't have local control that way. And the Attorney General, Tom Miller, who's been the Attorney General now for three decades and is a Democrat, gave an opinion saying the same thing. We didn't have the authority to do it. I'm proud to have been blamed by some of the stores that had signs up saying, because of Greer's proclamation or the mayor's proclamation, you have to wear a mask to get in here. Because I know it saved lives. I really do. I think people were respectful. They continue to be, even though many of us now have been well over 2 weeks past our second or last shot of the COVID vaccine. Still, people are wearing masks around and appreciate that fact. And I'm glad I'm not the school superintendent or school board, and I just have to give them a shout out.
Yeah,
they're handling this so well.
It's been really, and again, this is mine. I see the release every Friday from the district about how many folks over the past week have been tested positive or whatever for COVID. And again, today, one student out of all of that, no staff, and that has been very consistent. And you know, and I think the school board, you know, it's one of those things. Somebody once told me you do the best job you can with the tools you have, and I think the school district probably used the tools that they had pretty well.
They did. And you also have to look at the people that are involved in it. We had a real turnaround years ago at the school board. When there was an opening, we had seven people vie to be the candidate, get on there. We used to have to just go beat the bushes to find anybody who would run for the school board. You know, it takes a lot of time. It's a lot of pressure. No pay. And somehow there was that turnaround so that we got really good volunteers and really good people with good professional backgrounds who are on the school board. And then I'm the head of the fan club for our school superintendent, Terrence Schutte. He's just done a marvelous job, really. And so I sit back and watch from the sidelines what a really remarkable job they've done on the worst school year hit that's been thrown at any Iowa school in the last 20-30 decades, I would guess. There are others around town that are doing the same thing. I mean, the Veterans Home has had very good numbers. JVS has an incredible number of staff people, employees who have been vaccinated. And it's to their credit, the education that they did to their staff to get that done.
Well, and I know, and we were talking about this, the you know, as long as we're on the school system, you know, they've done a great job when it's come to their extracurricular activities and their sports teams and other programs, because you know they've played since last summer through the pandemic, and generally speaking, they've the teams have played pretty well.
Oh, they've been incredible. They really have. It's almost, I kind of hate to start talking about the different teams because I'll miss some of them. But the golf team, you know, we just are accustomed to the fact that they're doing so well. The cross country and track team, we've had a kid that has a chance at winning the whole state in the 200, maybe 100. The tennis team has had just a bang up year, and it's kind of fun to have had that happen the same year that we opened the state's nicest tennis complex in a high school in the whole state of Iowa. And it's fun to watch how those kids are doing. And I already have forgotten some of the other team, but the soccer team, I know we just lost.
Soccer team was top 10, lost a tough one yesterday.
Yep, but to a good school, and we've got kids that are coming back next year. So, yeah, the school district's having a good year. And, you know, the most incredible thing about this, despite our challenges with those that don't speak English as a first language, our graduation rate went up last year from the year before. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a remarkable achievement.
So when it comes to looking at all of that in the context of COVID, and you know, I'm sure you keep up pretty much with what's being said and what isn't, have you got a good feeling that we're on the downhill side of this, or are you still looking at COVID with kind of a skeptical eye?
I joined Rotary, not Optimist, and so I'm one of those people that's a little worried we may hit another spike. We may have too many people getting together for Memorial Day. The schools are not going to get inoculated fast enough to handle the next 2 weeks, and I worry what happens next fall when school resumes, honestly, with the new strains that we have out there. So it was with real, real reluctance that I weakened the mandate that I had. Mm-hmm. And I hope people just keep wearing the masks. It's hard to tell who's cheating and who's not. You know, I've been vaccinated now plus 6 weeks, so I feel safe to be here in this room with you.
I've been vaccinated for over 3 weeks now.
But both of us tend to wear masks if we're out and about, just as a good example. And we just have to be nice to each other. So for the people that can't wear masks, and I know a person who donated an organ part, and she's unable to wear a mask now safely under medical advice. Well, I hope nobody picks on her. Where's your mask? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't do that. But I hope nobody picks on the people that are wearing masks like you and me, even though we don't need to.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some more of the city things. Now, I know that coming up, there's a budget amendment that's going to be discussed for the current year budget. Monday night during a council meeting at 5:30, and then, you know, everything is just about done on the budget for next year, 21 22, considering where we've come over the last year, are you kind of surprised at where we are in the budget? And I say that in what appears to be a positive manner.
I'm not surprised. I am amazed and proud. Our city finance director, Diana Steiner, is really on top of things. She does a nice job. Our city councilors are observant. They keep up with what's going on. They challenge any change orders that are going to cost us more, that type of thing. And despite the fact we've been hit by the triple whammy of tornado, COVID, and derecho, we haven't lost anything on our bond rating. We're in good shape. We are actually doing a good job of fixing up our streets, and we're making improvements to allow new housing to be built in Marshalltown. And that's just incredible that we've been able to juggle those numbers of things.
And then, of course, you know, I think we'll hear more about this next week, but there's a grant coming to the city for brownfield development. I'm trying to refresh my memory on that from what I learned back in one of my former lives. But, you know, that's a good thing for the community as well.
The environment's an important thing. It's a nice opportunity to have the grant available to carefully handle things. And I have to tip my hat to Michelle Sponheimer. She's our master grant writer. She's brought millions of dollars into this town to fix things up, like the lead-based problems that we had. And this is just another example, and it's a wonderful opportunity.
Well, you know, with things going so well, and we've got about a minute or so left, with things going so well and with everything, but, you know, there's another election coming up in November. You still thinking of being just considering being the one term, or do you kind of have think thoughts like, hey, maybe I ought to stick around and see what happens next?
It's gotten more fun. You know, we had the ribbon cutting at the Marshalltown Trowel Company with their huge expansion. I was at West End just this week. Other things like that are happening. No, I really would rather have somebody else do this job. I will put in my 4 years, and I'm looking for somebody else to step forward. And I've been naming a few names. Carol Hibbs, if you're listening, we're still talking about you.
Among others.
We do. I'd like somebody younger. We'd love some diversity. It would be a good time for somebody to step forward.
All righty. As always, thanks for your time, Joel. Appreciate the visit. We will get together again soon.
Thank you, Ken.
Marshalltown Mayor Joel Greer, our guest on Central Iowa Today, here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.